This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast.
NAB, backing business in moments that matter.
You got Charlie Cameron in the end.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, look, you know, we had some come forward. Sorry, guys. Yeah, look, Adelaide were great to deal with in the end. You know, we're wrapped to have Charlie. He fits a real need for us. He's got a really big extended family up through North Queensland, so we're wrapped that we can actually unite him back home. But yeah, I think the rest of it, we've protected our top end talent again, you know, in the first round. Got Charlie in, found Josh another home, which is great for him and for us. So I'm really happy with the dealing overall.
How long did Josh Ackie, how close was it to missing deadline?
About 30 seconds, I reckon.
Cheers.
It's pretty close, yeah. Yeah, that's just, sometimes you have to, you know, persist and hang in there. There's other things that we know the clubs have dealings with, and so we all have different elements of what we think is fair and equal value, and you have to wait for some other pieces to fall before you can actually complete deals.
It's 25 and 40, is that fair value?
I think if you look at the points value, you know, it works out to about pick 12, 13, it's in that sort of marketplace. We can do some other things. We move back into the first, back into 15 with Richmond. Yeah. So it's not always just about where the pick is, it's what you can do with it. And also it's your strategy overall of what trade and draft looks like. And for us, this is year two of a 3-year strategy.
Just 2 years ago, it must be an element of disappointment that he's going.
Yes and no. I mean, you'd like to think that, you know, you could probably get a little bit more out of, you know, that sort of talent. But look, we're in a different marketplace, as I've said before at the beginning of last week, that I think to be mature and trying to help, you know, players play at their best within our environment, we would have loved him to have stayed, and no doubt we would have supported him to the hilt had he stayed. But look, we wish him the best and hope he becomes a really elite player.
What was Josh's reaction?
He was pretty calm. I mean, I'm not sure that Dave Trotter was all that calm, but he was on the understanding that if it didn't suffice where we were, he'd be staying with us and we'd be working through with him, so all good.
How long did it take for pick 12 to come for Charlie Cameron?
Probably where we expected, I think. You know, sort of, it wasn't right at the end, but look, we understood where that was, and as I said, we had some really amicable discussions with Adelaide and we got it done.